Hi, I'm Roy Elkins from BroadJam.com, and you are listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Inc. Radio, we are local music, the big payback there. That's Joey B. Banks on drums, don't you know? Power to let go. Hey, everybody, happy Saturday night to you. I'm Jimmy K here with Terry Barr, rocker, doing a local music thing all night long. Mm-hmm. The Madison Area Music Awards, that's the Mamas, for those of you that don't know. Voting is happening right now for best musicians in Madison, best bassist, best song. All the best, and you can vote for your favorites right now. And then happening on Sunday, August 14th, is the Mama's Award finalist announcement party happening at Club Liquid. Here to tell us all about the Mamas and the finalist announcement party is Todd Osborne. What's up, Todd?
What's up, Jimmy K? Oh my God, I haven't seen you guys in so long.
I know.
It's been a minute.
Back at ya. Wow.
Great to see ya.
So good to be back in the studio again, too.
Todd, I got excited. What was it? Maybe last year, year before last, when I heard that you were involved with the Mamas.
Isn't this great?
Tell us why you are volunteering for the Mamas and what that means to you.
So the Madison Area Music Association has been
on a singular mission since 2003 to put instruments into the hands of kids.
Yes.
And
so important.
Right. And being able to play music when you're younger, I mean, it expands your mind. It gives you confidence, gives you the opportunity to work with people. I mean, it's just
better grades.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe not for me, but you know, when I was growing up playing, I started off at piano in second grade. I jumped to the violin in fourth grade. By the time I was 15, I had a bass guitar in my hands.
Excellent.
And so, I mean, my childhood music education has always meant the world to me, and even more so now as I've gotten into my 40s and 50s now, 54. And it's a lifelong mm-hmm. passion. I mean, it can become a lifelong passion.
Yes.
There are a lot of kids that don't have the opportunity to even begin with this.
Or so the means.
Or the means. Yeah, or the money. Cases. Or the opportunity. Mm-hmm. You know, the organization itself is very near and dear to my heart. Again, putting instruments into kids' hands.
Yep.
That's the main thing. To help support this, of course, we throw some events throughout the year. The biggest one, of course, is the Madison Area Music Association Awards Show, mm-hmm. which recognizes our local musicians for their talents, their contribution to the musical landscape, and then, of course, individual instrumentation across the board. And so I've been working on the MAMA Awards finalist announcement party now for the last
four
or 5 years.
Yeah,
it's going to be live.
Oh, it's a party.
It's going to be in person all together.
The awards show will be online again this year. We've been online for the last 2 years, obviously, with mm-hmm. the pandemic.
Yep.
And that's just due to a lack of funds to put the thing in a theater.
Yeah.
The awards show will be online, but the finalist announcement party is the MAMA event of the year.
So you need to be there.
Absolutely.
Give us the details.
It's going to be a great show. This mm-hmm. has been my goal all year as we've been putting this thing together. So we've got four acts lined up for you and just sort of a cross-section of, we couldn't cover everything, obviously, but we're going to be kicking off the night with Mackenzie Moore, who just released her new solo EP
last week.
She's a rock star.
She is.
She's a MAMA Award winner, too.
She is a MAMA a finalist, yes. And these are all MAMA finalists.
She'll win more MAMAs.
She will, mm-hmm. absolutely. She's amazing. Kilo, a.k.a. Yes. Skittles.
Oh.
Is going to be our hip-hop act for the night. She has also joined the MAMA board recently, and she's amazing.
Yes, she is.
She was I think she participated in the Breakthrough Artist Competition a few years ago, and I went down and saw her at the Essen House, and her set, her like 20-minute set, just blew my mind. I'm not even a big hip-hop fan, but...
Yeah.
She really, really grabbed me. I'm like, oh my God, you're so amazing.
She performed at the MAMAs, I believe, in 2019. That was the last one that was at the Overture Center, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
No, you're right.
And the performance that Kilo put on was outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
She's an amazing person, too. The Whiskey Farm, an Americana folk rock act, is going to be our third act. So we got some banjo, we got some mandolin. They're amazing. They also have, I think, some new recordings coming out soon.
Oh, man.
And then what we just heard from, the Big Payback, is going to be our headliner for the night.
That is cool.
10-piece horn band, anyone?
Yes. Yes. Please.
The more horns, the better.
Oh, my gosh. The better.
And they have John Shipper on trumpet. And people don't know, but John Shipper plays with a lot of the national artists that come through.
Oh.
And he tours with them as well, but he's also the music teacher out here at Madison Country Day School.
And then there's Jamie Klemper, who's a band instructor, too, I think, out in Mount Horeb, or right?
Yeah. Look at you guys' name drop.
Well, awesome.
Well, the Big Payback is actually filled with quite a few all-stars.
Kyle Wrightley is part of them, too.
Kyle, oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they brought in the ringers,
so
for sure.
We were really, really lucky to be able to get them, too, because there was somebody on the West Coast and somebody on the East Coast, and they just happened to have a show like the night before, on August 13th. So on August 14th, we're actually able to get them all on stage.
Oh, that's going
to
be fun.
To perform for us as our headliner. And this is my little tie-in, because this is all going down at Liquid on University Avenue. Liquid is the old Headliners venue from years ago.
Bang your head.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay, this
awesome.
Is going
I'm
to
very
be
excited.
The event to be
at. Can you tell I'm very excited?
Yes, I can tell.
I'm very excited.
Mm-hmm. And Liquid did, I've been in Liquid. That's it's a kind of a swanky little place, actually.
It's, they've combined like the old school, the old stage is still there, with the just that like mini concert venue vibe with very swanky bar locations throughout the entire floor. There's a nice little VIP area in the center. We're going to have some food. We're going to have a signature Mama Rita drink that you can purchase. Yeah,
Mama
Rita. Mm-hmm. Special recipe. I'm also bringing a young friend of mine in that is becoming a makeup artist. So we're going to have some glam rock makeup opportunities for you, too.
I love it.
Ladies, if you want to. Mm-hmm. Or guys, if you want a little smoky eyeshadow.
There you go. So, Todd, the Mamas, the award finalist announcement party is happening Sunday, August 14th at Club Liquid on University Avenue. Voting is happening now. What are the people voting for? And then what happens after the finalist party?
So at themamas.org. Themamas.org. You can go there. You can register for free if you don't have an account there, and vote for your favorite artists.
Mm-hmm. Free to vote.
Free to vote. If you're a music fan, you love somebody, go there. If they're nominated for a Mama Award this year, vote for them there. I'm not sure the date that the voting closes, but it'll be very close to probably the week before the show. So probably a couple weeks left to vote.
Yes.
Once we get to the finalist announcement party night, that's when we'll have a four-part reel throughout the night that will announce the five finalists in each and every category.
This is going to be so much fun. Everybody, please go enjoy, support local music, and be part of the Mama's experience.
Terry Barr won a Mama.
Terry Barr did win a Mama.
Local music. You won the Gabby Parsons Award.
I did.
Oh my gosh, you won the Gabby Parsons Award?
Basically, yeah. Yeah, Gabby walked away, so then I got it next. I was thrilled, I will tell you.
She moved the new hamster.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's funny.
I think she was retired, though, as... An award winner because she had won it so many times that, yeah. And I think that's a cool thing that you're doing as well. You're saying thank you.
You know,
you've won many times, and now we're going to put you like in our Hall of Fame.
Right.
I think that's so cool.
We do have a Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's a constantly evolving thing too, and we're trying to respond to the musician community, and also the fan community, and just try to adjust things. You know, as what we get in, we're listening to everybody. And but again, the most important thing I think for me and for many of us is you know the mission is you know getting kids into music.
It is a charity first and foremost.
There you go.
Hey Todd, thank you so much for stopping by.
Oh, so much fun.
Blessing us with your presence and telling us about the Mama Award finalist party. It's happening at Liquid. That's on University Avenue, Sunday, August 14th. The show starts at 6 p.m. Mackenzie Moore, Kilo Skittos, The Whiskey Farm, and The Big Payback, and the night off. It's going to be a great night.
Heck yeah.
Thanks, Todd. And
love you guys.
Speaking of Mackenzie Moore, she has a brand new song. We love you too, man. We'll touch you later, okay? This is Mackenzie Moore and Haunted. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Time you could do no wrong. When everything was perfect to me, you gave your heart and I held on. Kept it under lock and key. You took aim and dropped the gun. Couldn't stop the sit out on the lawn, look up at the sky, talk about what it is we want, what we needed to try. One day woke up and now it's done. Still don't know why.
Still hear you and it's night. But I wanted, I didn't play my just like you.
It's Rick Twite from the Mamas and Local Sounds magazine, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Are you better than them? Are they better than you? Are they standing in the spotlight? Shouldn't you be too? Did you get enough credit? Did you get the recognition? Is your picture really big enough in this week's edition? Do you have enough followers on the Facebook page? Someone's gotta kill the rock star, wreaking havoc on the stage.
For the people.
Of loving you, it'd be mighty
Inc. Radio. We are local music. Brian Cherry, this song is called Trainwreck. That's brand new stuff. Rock, I don't know if you can help me out or not, but I thought he had a show coming soon. I don't know where or when, but that's GBK. I'm prepared for you. How about that?
Jimmy.
You're welcome.
Got lists. We'll look through. We'll get you that.
We have all the lists. Hey, next hour, what's happening? Oh, AJ Lee. Terry, you sat down with AJ.
I did.
Had a great interview with her.
Yeah. She has been playing mandolin since she could walk.
Really?
And she and her band are based in California, but playing a couple shows in the Midwest, including Sugar Maple.
Sugar Maple, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's here in Madison in August. And I talked to her about that and where her inspiration for the music comes from, because she's the band leader, songwriter, singer, and... yeah, she's really fun.
Looking forward to that. That's coming up in about a half hour or so. If you want to suggest a song, you can do that. 844-967-2789. You know, it's all local music. That's what we do. Well, some of the big stuff, too. We'll have fun. It's Max Inc. Radio.
Chasing the Devil's Tail. Weekends are for music.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM.
Talking to the devil.